This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School as we're getting set for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Up next, we have the Fall City Lady Tigers taking on the Fairbury Jeffs. And the game completed earlier this evening. You heard right here, it was the Auburn Bulldogs defeating Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 42-23, Auburn with the win. So that means the Bulldogs will face this upcoming game between the Tigers and the Jeffs. Also tonight over on our sister station, KTNC, you heard a game earlier tonight in Class D2 girls sub-district action. The Sacred Heart Lady Irish defeated Lewiston 54-19 was the final on that one. And the last report we had on the second game down there, Sterling was off to a good start. They were leading Diller Odell after one quarter, 18-5. Again, those games in the D2 girls sub-district played tonight in Fall City. Here, as we said, we've got the Fall City Tigers, the Fairbury Jeffs. Should be a good matchup here tonight. The Tigers are 14-9 on the season. The Fairbury Jeffs are 11-13. So they both won a few. They both lost a few. And this should be a pretty good matchup to see who gets to go up against the Auburn Bulldogs this coming Thursday evening in the sub-district final. We're going to take a 60-second timeout here, a one-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for this second game of the evening. Right after this one-minute break, you're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Auburn High School. Let's look now at the starting lineup for this second half of our doubleheader. The Fairbury Jeffs, coached by Joan Alberry, as we said, they are 11-13 on the season. They'll go with Jamie Main. Main is a 5'7" senior. She averages 10.3 points and 6 rebounds per ballgame. Hannah Robertson. Robertson is a 5'8 junior, averaging 8.7 points and 3.4 rebounds. Madison Oldie is a sophomore at 5'9". She averages 2.8 points per ballgame. Carly McCord. McCord, the big girl, inside for Fairbury. She is a 6'2" senior. Carly averages 10.3 points and 3.5 rebounds for the Jeffs. Cassidy Sipic. Sipic is a junior, 5'9". Averages just under 2 points a game, but she pulls down 5.1 rebounds per contest for the Jeffs. As we said, the Jeffs 11-13 on the season. Now, the starting lineup for your Fall City Tigers, we've got it narrowed down to six here. We're not real sure what Coach Andy Armbruster's going, which five out of the six. Here's the six numbers that we know of. Maddie Jones is a junior. Ava Armbruster, a sophomore. McKinley Scholl, also a sophomore. Ashley Kirkendall, a sophomore. Reese McNeely is a junior. And Chase Nolte is the lone senior. Those are six players. I know they can only start five. We'll get it narrowed down and tell you which of the five of those six will be going tonight. An interesting thing to point out, one of the things we always look at when we get down to sub-district time is the potential for seniors to be playing their final high school basketball game. Tonight we have a pair of teams matching up in the Fall City Tigers and the Fairbury Jeffs, in which there will only be a grand total of three seniors on the floor representing both teams. Fall City has the lone senior on their roster being Chase Nolte, And for the Fairbury Jeffs, Jamie Main and Carly McCord are the only two seniors that the Jeffs will be suiting up tonight. So not a lot of seniors, young basketball teams. These girls that we're going to see tonight and the names we're going to call tonight, the majority of them will be around again next year and possibly another 2 or 3 years after this. So we're a long ways from wrapping up the careers of these basketball teams. Now we're meeting the starting lineups over the public address system. There's Maddie Jones, Ava Armbruster getting the start, McKinley Scholl with the start, Ashley Kirkendall, and the final starter coming out on the floor will be Chase Nolde for the Fall City Tigers. My name is Randy Gatula, describing your play-by-play tonight here from Auburn High School. Colin Feldkamp is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school sports. Colin just joined our staff at Sunny 101.3 here a couple of weeks ago, and he's really stepped into the role and doing a fine job for us. A real pleasure to work with Colin. We appreciate you, sir. And we're ready to get underway. Stepping into the center circle to jump it up for Fall City will be McKinley Scholl. She'll go up against 6'2" Carly McCord for Fairbury. The official steps in. We're ready to get underway. Class C1 Subdistrict Girls Basketball. Here's the tip controlled by Fairbury. Jamie Main is the point guard. She brings it to the top of the key. Voselka gets the pass on the left wing. Across court to the far side. Back it goes to Main. Main has the ball knocked away there momentarily by Ava Armbruster. Got the ball back. Main holds it above her head on the right wing. To the top of the circle to McCord, the big girl. Carly McCord at 6'2", handles the ball at the top of the key. All the way driving around baseline right side. Here's a shot that's up, a whistle, and a foul. And we're going to have a foul called on the Tigers. At the free throw line, Deja Voselka. Voselka will be shooting two shots for the Fairbury Jeffs. The foul is going to be called on Chase Nolde. On Chase, her first personal team foul, number one, on the Tigers. Voselka's free throw off the back of the iron doesn't go. Big welcome to all of our listeners in the Fairbury area tuned in tonight online at mscsports.net. We're glad you found us. Give your friends a call. Give them that web address. And hopefully the more the merrier here. Second shot is up and good for Deja Voselka. She hits one out of two, and Fairbury goes up 1-0. Full court pressure now by the Lady Jeffs. Tigers in backcourt handling the basketball. McKinley Scholl, a cross-court pass. Ava Armbruster underneath the basket. Maddie Jones, shot is up, got it. Whistle and a foul. Maddie Jones got the pass under the basket, laid it off the glass and scored, and drew the foul against the Jeffs, so she'll be at the line for the and one. Maddie Jones with a chance to complete a three-point play here. The foul on Cassidy Sipic, the 5'9 junior, her first personal. Team foul number one. Free throw is up and good for Maddie Jones. And with that, Fall City goes up 3-1, leading Fairbury here early on in the first minute of the ballgame. Pass goes underneath to the big girl, underneath to Carly McCord. McCord had a look at it, couldn't get the ball to fall, but she draws a foul on the baseline. And she'll be at the line to shoot two shots. The foul is going to be called on Maddie Jones. On Jones, her first. Team foul number two on the Tigers. Carly McCord at the line. Free throw is up and good. As we said, she averaged 10.3 points per game this season. 6'2" and a senior. Carly McCord ready for her second attempt. Looks to the basket. Shot is up. Got them both. And we're tied to 3 apiece here. Still in the opening minute of play, 7:12 to go in the first quarter. Here comes Fall City down court. Oh, a pass goes wide of the mark. Ava Armbruster tries to chase it down. The ball went behind her and goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover, an unforced turnover for the Tigers. Lady Jeffs will get the basketball. Inbounding it at midcourt, Hannah Robertson to toss it in. Pressure being applied by the Lady Tigers. Robertson inbounds the pass to Voselka. Voselka between the rings, top of the circle, left side, Hannah Robertson. Robertson puts in a cross-court pass to Sipic. She almost lost it. Feeds it into the corner. Inside McCord. Turnaround shot McCord. Up and off, no good. Rebound Maddie Jones. Jones outlet pass. Gets it out to Armbruster. Armbruster across the timeline to the right wing. Comes to the near side. Ashley Kirkendall with the ball. Skip pass across court. Under the basket, there's Maddie Jones. Shot is up. Couldn't get it, but she's fouled. Jones had a nice look under there, but they fouled her before she could do anything with it. Foul is going to be on Cassidy Sipic, I'm pretty sure. That's her second personal. Team foul number two. Maddie Jones is one out of two from the line tonight. Has 3 points so far. Here she's shooting two. The first one is up and good. Maddie Jones, 2 for 2 from the line. She'll have a shot coming here into the ballgame now. Reese McNeely checks in, replacing Chase Nolde for the Lady Tigers. Maddie Jones ready for her second free throw of two here. Shot is up, and it is off to the right. Couldn't get it to fall. She's got 4 points. She's now 2 out of 3 from the line, and it's 5 to 4 is our score with the basketball. Yeah, I'm sorry, 4 to 3 is our score. I can't see the scoreboard here because of the backboard. Main dribbles into the paint, puts a pass out to the right wing to McCord. McCord at the top of the circle. She picks up her dribble, has to get rid of the basketball, comes to the left side with it to Voselka. Voselka hands it back up again to Carly McCord. McCord, a cross-court pass to the right elbow it goes. This is Robertson handling the basketball. In the game now is Eliza Croker. Croker is 6 foot sophomore. So they've got two big girls in there. Croker at 6 foot. There's a pass deflected away by Armbruster. Going to be grabbed up and stolen by Maddie Jones into forecourt. Right wing, Scholl with the basketball. Baseline left side. Jones puts it underneath. The ball is tipped away. Stolen away by Fairbury. The other direction comes Main. Main to the top of the key. Oh, a long three up and good by Carly McCord. McCord, the 6'2" post player, pulled up and hit a three. Timeout taken on the floor by Fall City with 5:34 to play in the first quarter. 6-4 our score. Fairbury on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Fall City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Streit. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Streit and Community Medical Center in Fall City. Dr. Streit specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Auburn High School. 5 minutes, 34 seconds to play in the first quarter of this Class C1 girls sub-district game. Fairbury Jeffs up right now 6-4 over the Fall City Tigers. And when play is resumed, it'll be Fall City's basketball. Fairbury's been coming out in a full-court press here. Looks like this time they're going to pick him up at half court. Not quite as much of a pressuring press as they were running earlier. Armbruster with the downcourt pass finds Maddie Jones. They easily get the ball across the timeline. Around the horn to Poppy on the left elbow now. Elise Poppy is in the lineup. Back to Armbruster, right wing. Top of the circle with the ball is Ashley Kirkendall. Off to Armbruster for three. Off the glass, doesn't go. Carly McCord with the rebound. Downcourt fast break. Tried to get it down here to Voselka. Deja couldn't get to it. And the ball gets away out of bounds. Subs off the bench. Here's Chase Nolde back into the lineup for Fall City. Also back onto the floor comes McKinley Scholl now. Looks like Maddie Jones will take a break, as will Ava Armbruster. Tigers basketball. Inbound the pass to McKinley Scholl. Scholl met at midcourt by that full court press. Across it goes to Poppy. They get the pass inside to Kirkendall, and she's going to be fouled on the floor. I think Voselka, no, check that. It's going to be on Jamie Main on Main. She picks up her first personal. Team foul number 3 on the Lady Jeffs. Tigers basketball. McKinley Scholl on the dribble. To the right wing with it. Comes to the near side, Ashley Kirkendall. Looking for Scholl in the corner on the left side. Elise Poppy tried to thread the needle and get the ball down to her. One of the Lady Jeffs tipped the ball away and knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with Fall City. They'll play it in the corner. They pass it up to the top of the key to Kirkendall. Around to the right side it goes. Poppy with the basketball. Now Poppy in the right corner. Dribbles to the baseline right side. Her shot partially blocked. Ball is grabbed up by Nolde. Knocked out in Nolde's hand, and the basketball goes out of bounds on the baseline. Off of Fairbury, it'll stay with Fall City. Inbounding it is Scholl, right side of the backboard. Scholl running out of time. Now gets it up to the top of the key to Kirkendall. Kirkendall, left side of the free throw circle. Cross court pass in traffic. Reese Nolte. Nolte tried to feed it down. The ball was stolen away by Eliza Croker. Croker stole that pass as they were looking under the basket, I don't think, for Jones under there. And here comes Fairbury, up 6-4. They have the basketball, 4 minutes, 19 seconds to go, first quarter. Jeff's ball, Jamie Main, right wing. She holds the ball high above her head, takes one dribble, feeds it up to Veselka. Veselka goes right back to Main with it. Jamie Main, a 5'7 senior, she's kind of the point guard, main ball handler here. Feeds it into the paint to Carly McCord. McCord whips it into the corner. They try to bring it back to McCord. She's got the basketball where she's triple-teamed. Here's an open look. Three from the right corner. This up and doesn't go. Rebound to Chase Nolte. And a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow will be with Fall City. Maddie Jones back into the lineup. Ava Armbruster checks back into the contest. Looks like Kirkendall will set out. We'll see who else leaves the game here. Fall City's basketball. Inbound the pass. Comes into McKinley Shoal. Midcourt pressure. Underneath Jones gets the pass. Chase Nolte tried to put it to Jones under the basket to break that press. The ball got away out of bounds, but it was tipped away by Fairbury. I think Eliza Croker's the one that knocked the ball out of bounds. Inbound pass comes in. Shot is up and good for Chase Nolte. Great job there finding Chase Nolte in the paint. We're tied at 6-all now with 3:23 to go here in the first quarter. Handling the ball is Eliza Croker. Croker to the left wing, finds Robertson with the basketball. Hannah Robertson feeds it up top. Jamie Main. Main being chased after by Armbruster. Main takes it all the way to the right elbow, tried to lob it in. The ball tipped away. Hoppy comes up with the basketball. They knocked it away from Carly McCord. Down court comes Armbruster. We're tied at 6 apiece. Armbruster with the basketball. Top of the circle across to Poppy. Into the corner. Skip pass all the way across. Back to Armbruster in the paint. She has the ball stripped away and stolen by Hannah Robertson. Robertson outlet pass. Jamie Main. Main driving lay-in up. Off. No good. Rebound. Chase Nolte. Now a tie-up, and we're going to have a jump ball called. Nolte was tied up on the baseline by Veselka. And the possession arrow will favor Fairbury, I believe. Now, wait a minute. They're having a discussion. Yeah, it'll be Fairbury's basketball. They'll inbound it, baseline into their own bucket. To inbound the pass, Veselka. Veselka lobs it up to the top of the key. Gets it into the hands of Hannah Robertson. Robertson hands off to Jamie Main. Main being chased by Armbruster in the man-to-man defense. Main picks up the dribble, gives to the left wing. Robertson shot off in the paint by Robertson. A whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Hannah Robertson at the free throw line for Fairbury, where she'll be shooting two shots. The score is tied at 6-all here with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to play in the first quarter. The foul is going to be on McKinley Shoal, her first, team foul number 3 on the Tigers. The free throw is up and good. She got it. That's Hannah Robertson at the line as she scores her first point of the evening. She'll have a second shot coming. Robertson, a 5'8 junior, playing out on the wing here. Second shot for Hannah Robertson is up, and it's good also. She got them both. That puts Fairbury up 8-6 now with 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Here come the Lady Tigers down court with the basketball. McKinley Shoal feeds it into the corner. There's an across-court pass to Armbruster. Armbruster tries to put a shot up over the big girl, over Carly McCord. McCord got a piece of it. It's wide of the mark, and the rebound comes down to Jamie Main. Main picked up by Armbruster at the midcourt line. In the midcourt circle, Main dribbles now to the right elbow, flips it down into the corner, deep baseline right side. Traveling will be called on Hannah Robertson. She moved the pivot foot down in the corner. That'll turn the ball over and give it back to the Lady Tigers. 8-6, your score. Fairbury up by 2. As we near the 2-minute mark to play here in the first quarter. Maddie Jones in traffic. Reverse layup, partially blocked. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Maddie Jones. Maddie Jones now has 6 points in the ballgame, and that ties us up once again at 8 apiece with a minute 44 to play in the first quarter. With the ball is Hannah Robertson. Robertson to Croker. Croker shot is up off. It won't go. Pulling down the rebound is Maddie Jones. Long down court pass. Shoal feeds it underneath. Shot is up. Chase Nolte got it. Great pass as they found Chase Nolte under the basket. Nolte put it off the glass, and now the Tigers take the lead, 10-8, Fall City. Up by two, Fairbury into forecourt, setting their offense. Eliza Croker feeds to the left side, driving lay-in up, off won't go, put up by Volk Wieselka, but she's fouled. Deja is one out of two from the line tonight. She'll be at the line here shooting two shots. Foul is going to be on Fall City's Chase Nolte, her second personal. Team foul number four. Wieselka at the line to shoot two. First one is up and good. And she pulls Fairbury back within one now at 10-9. Back into the ballgame now comes Reese McNeely back onto the floor, and Elise Poppy also checks back in. Wieselka's second shot is up. It's off the rim, doesn't go, and McNeely comes down with the rebound. So Reese McNeely just came into the game and got that rebound. Down court, into the corner left side. Kirkendall in traffic, has to put it back up top to Armbruster. Around to Jones. Jones backs into the paint, flips it to the corner, down to Poppy. Jones double team. Pass to Poppy on the elbow, around the outside perimeter, top of the circle. Armbruster holds the ball, looking for McNeely in the paint. Nothing there. They've got her front side and back side covered up. Now they do get it to McNeely. McNeely goes underneath with it to Maddie Jones. Shot is up and good. Maddie Jones with the basket. Reese McNeely with the assist. 12-9. Fall City up by three with 27 seconds to go here in our first quarter. At the top of the circle, handling the ball is Eliza Croker. Croker comes to the left side to Carly McCord. McCord flips it into the corner. Wieselka, layup, up off the glass and good. That's her first field goal. It's a one-point ball game. It's 8 seconds to go here in the quarter. Ball City up by one in the paint. Shot is up. McNeely doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. With 1.5 seconds to go in the quarter, they fouled Reese McNeely as she put up the shot. So Reese is going to be at the line to shoot two shots. The foul is on Eliza Croker, her first, and team foul number four. The first of two free throws is up and won't go. Hit the back of the iron and bounced off of there. Reese McNeely, a junior. She'll have a second attempt coming here. Just 1.5 seconds left to play in the period. McNeely's second shot is up and good. She got that one. They'll play it in here with a second and a half to go. 13-11 is your score after one quarter. Fall City with the lead. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we've got a dandy going here at Auburn after one quarter. Fall City up by two, 13-11. We expect their close ball game, and that's what we've had so far. When play is resumed and we move to second quarter action, it'll be Fall City's basketball. McKinley Scholl inbounds it to Armbruster, who comes right back to Scholl down in the corner on the right side of the basket. Now they pass it out onto the elbow inside Maddie Jones. Jones bounce pass left side. Shot is up. Reese McNeely, rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Reese McNeely got her own rebound and then put the offensive rebound and put it back up there. And that makes it 15-11, a four-point Fall City lead. Lady Tigers' biggest lead of the evening, up at 15-11. They go inside to Carly McCord. Ball tipped away by McNeely, and then she steals it. McNeely tipped the ball away from Carly McCord and then made the steal. Gets the ball down court in the corner to Scholl. Scholl holds it on the right side of the basket. Looks from Maddie Jones in the paint. Jones is well covered. They had her double team. No pass there. Now they do lob it into Jones, but the ball is taken away from her and stolen by Jamie Main. Main flips the outlet pass out to the left elbow to Hannah Robertson. Robertson, top of the key, Carly McCord. Watch out, she can hit a three. She did it earlier. She's 6'2", but she'll put the three up. Here's a three from the top of the key put up by Voselka. Doesn't go. The rebound comes down. Driving layup on the left side. Robertson, whistle and a foul. Hannah Robertson drove the baseline on the left side and drew the foul. And Hannah, a 5'8 junior, will go to the line where she'll be shooting two shots. She is 2-for-2 from the line so far. The foul is on Ashley Kirkendall, her first personal team foul, number 5, on the Lady Tigers. Robertson's free throw is up and good. She's now hit 3 out of 3 from the line and has 3 points in the ballgame. Into the game for Fairbury, Madison Oldie, a 5'9 sophomore, checking in. And Chase Nolde back on the floor for the Tigers. Anna Robertson ready for her second free throw attempt. You can hear the cheering section from Fall City here making some noise. Second shot is up and off the rim. Doesn't go. Rebound, Reese McNeely. McNeely with the outlet pass to Armbruster. Into the corner, right side. McNeely, top of the key, Chase Nolde. Around the horn to the left elbow. There's a Nolde at the free throw line. Had an open look. Didn't take the shot. Back out to Scholl. Scholl has the ball tipped away from her, but she chases it down and regains possession. In the right side, it goes to Kirkendall. Kirkendall takes it in. Jump shot in the paint. Up and good. Ashley Kirkendall with her first 2 points. And it's 17-12, a 5-point lead now. This is the biggest lead yet for Fall City. Carly McCord, turnaround shot in the paint, up and good. Boy, that's going to be hard to stop. The 6'2 senior just does that little turnaround hook shot. She's so tall up in the air, nobody can get up to stop it. That makes it 17-14. The lead is 3 for Fall City. Reese McNeely in the paint with the basketball up to Kirkendall, top of the circle. Kirkendall backs it all the way out to the midcourt circle. Pass to the right wing, Ava Armbruster, into McNeely in traffic. McNeely has the ball stolen away with the steal, Jamie Main. Main decides to hold things up and set up her offense. On the left wing, it goes to McCord. She almost lost it out of bounds, gets the ball back. Across court pass to Main. Here's McCord for 3 at the top of the key. It's off the rim, and the rebound comes down to Fall City's McKinley Scholl. Scholl gets the defensive board and flips the outlet pass out to Ava Armbruster. She'll bring it up court. 17-14. Lady Tigers up by 3 here in the second quarter. Armbruster with the basketball. Up to the top of the key, Kirkendall. Around the horn on the left side, McNeely. Back to Kirkendall in traffic on the baseline. Left side of the basket. Driving in. The ball is tipped away. It's going to go out of bounds. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Fairbury. It'll be Fall City's basketball under their own bucket. Tasia Voselka gets her first personal. Team foul number 5. All right, Fall City's basketball. Elise Poppy is back onto the floor now, checking in. Inbounding it will be McNeely under the basket. McNeely all had the pass tipped away and stolen by Madison Oldie. Oldie gets the steal. She'll hand the ball up to Jamie Main. Main into forecourt. Pass goes to the right wing, Voselka. Voselka tries to lob it underneath out of bounds. They were looking under there for McCord, but it was too tall, and the pass goes out of bounds. A turnover for Fairbury gives it back to the Lady Tigers. 17-14 your score. Fall City up by 3 with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Here come the Tigers down to set things up now. Kirkendall with the basketball across court. Goes to McNeely. McNeely, baseline left side, Armbruster in the paint. Maddie Jones in traffic. Gives it to Armbruster, who had a look. Armbruster with a floater from the left side that's up and off. No good in the rebound by Hannah Robertson. Robertson pulls down the board and goes out to Jamie Main with her pass. Main right back to Robertson with the basketball as they cross the timeline into forecourt. Now at the top of the key is Oldie, Madison Oldie. Pass is tipped away, knocked out of bounds. And it touched last by Fall City. Fairbury will keep the basketball. To inbound it, Jamie Main. She'll stand and trigger it in on the left side of her own backboard on the baseline. For Fairbury, Jamie Main is handed the basketball. Looks around here for help. Long count. She's going to run out of time here. Now she does get it inbounded into Hannah Robertson. Top of the circle. There's a travel. And you can hear the crowd starting to get into this thing here a little bit. They traveled with the basketball, and the Lady Tigers get the ball back. 4 minutes, 2 seconds left to play here in the second quarter, first half, 17-14. Ball City up by three. They've led by as much as five at 17-12. And now with the ball is Maddie Jones in traffic. She can't get to the basket. Well covered defensively. They come out to Armbruster with it, who gives the ball back to Jones. Jones takes it in, right into the teeth of the defense. Got the shot blocked back by McCord. There's a shot for three that's up and off. No good for Armbruster. And the rebound to Hannah Robertson. Robertson will bring the basketball up court herself before handing it to Jamie Mann. Mann goes right back onto the right wing with it. Back to Robertson. Top of the circle, Carly McCord holds the ball between the rings. In traffic, turnaround shot off the glass, up and off. No good, put up by Oldie. Rebound brought down by Elise Poppy. Poppy, outlet pass goes to Armbruster with the ball. And Armbruster will come down and set the offense. Coming up on the three-minute mark to play here in the first half, 17-14. Ball City up by three. Lob pass looking for Jones inside. Tipped away by McCord. Basketball grabbed up by Maine. Jamie Maine to Robertson. Oh, nice job there on a steal on the other end by McKinley Scholl. Scholl is trapped in the corner, gets rid of the basketball, and gets it out to Armbruster, who will bring the ball up court. On the attack here now come the Tigers. Scholl tried to lob it inside to Jones. Ball is tipped. Jones had it for a moment, and now a jump ball is called. Possession arrow will go to Fairbury. For the Jeffs, Cassidy Sipic checks into the lineup, a 5'9 junior. She will check in, sitting down. Madison Oldie, I believe, goes to the bench. Inbound the pass to Jamie Maine. 17-14. Lady Tigers up by three. 2.5 minutes to play in the first half. Here comes Fairbury. Inside McCord in traffic. No shot. Here's a three from the left elbow that's up and good by Hannah Robertson. Robertson hits a three from out of the left wing, and that ties our score at 17 apiece with 2:15 to go in the first half. Jones in traffic. Shot is up. She got it, and she's fouled. Maddie Jones got a nice pass down in between two defenders. She knew what to do with it. Jones put it down and drew the foul. Maddie Jones in double figures. She has 10 points already in the ballgame. The foul is on Deja Voselka. That is her second personal, team foul number six on the Jeffs. Free throw is up and off. Won't go for Maddie Jones. Couldn't get that one to fall. And it'll be Fairbury's basketball. 19-17. Ball City up by two. McCord turnaround shot off the glass up and good. When Carly McCord can get the ball in that position, she's just about impossible to stop. She has 9 points, and we're tied at 19 all. Ball City's basketball. A minute 45 to go. McCord with the steal. McCord on a fast break. She's going to bring it down herself. Go up with a shot. Doesn't get it. Got her own rebound. Follow shot. Can't get it. Ball is on the floor. And they bring it out on the left wing. Moving inside the paint. A little underhanded flip shot is up. Rebound follow shot is up. Still won't go. And a whistle and a foul. Carly Sipic put the last shot up. She'll be the one going to the line. Carly, a 5'9 junior. She averages at 1.8 points per game, but she gets 5 rebounds per contest. That foul on Elise Poppy, her first, team foul number 6. Rito was up and off. No good for Cassidy. She'll have another shot coming. Here's Reese McNeely back onto the floor, replacing Elise Poppy. A minute 29 to go here in the first half. Sipping, trying to break this tie, and she does. That puts Fairbury back up by one at 20-19. The Lady Jeffs with the lead. We've had 3 lead changes here in the second quarter. Lady Tigers with the ball. Ava Armbruster left elbow. Armbruster in the paint. Little floating jump shot up and off. No good. Rebound Sipic. Sipic outlet pass to Robertson. Down court they come across the timeline. Jamie Maine with the basketball. Maine kicks it into the corner right side. Voselka driving layup. Up off, no good. Rebound Armbruster. Armbruster down court. Fans wanted a foul. Shot is up. Bank shot off the glass. Up and good by McKinley Scholl. They got a long down court pass to Scholl. She put it off the glass. Puts the Lady Tigers back up by 121-20 with 45 seconds to play in the first half. Carly McCord with a turnaround shot. She traveled. The Fall City fans approve of that call. McCord had another one of those automatics under the basket, but she traveled with the ball before she got the shot off the glass. So now with 40 seconds to play in the first half, Fall City perhaps will come down and play for one. They have a one-point lead, 21-20. They'd like to get to that locker room with the advantage. On the right side, handling the ball. In the corner, they go with it. Baseline right side. This is Kirkendall. She has the ball dribbled away from her and stolen by Maine. Maine takes it in. An offensive foul is going to be called on Jamie Maine. The Tiger defense was set on the baseline, and Maine ran over the defenders. The ball went out of bounds. The foul on Maine, her second, and the Tigers get the ball back. 21-20 with 19 and a half seconds to go. Fall City up by one. They'll come down and try to play for one once again here. 21-20, Lady Tigers with a one-point lead. Fall City's basketball. Reese McNeely in the corner. Feeds it down deep, low post, baseline left side to Jones. Jones works into the paint, can't get the shot to Armbruster. Armbruster top of the key, they're going to say she traveled. And with 3 seconds to play, Fairbury gets the ball back. 3 seconds on the clock, they'll play it in backcourt on the side. Carly McCord to inbound it. Tigers come up to apply pressure here. They throw it into the corner, 3 seconds on the clock. No chance for a shot here. And at the half, the Fall City Lady Tigers are leading. The Lady Jeffs of Fairbury. Our halftime score is Fall City 21 and Fairbury 20. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout and be back with a look at the first half numbers on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Fast Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
We are proud to be 100% employee owned. Now is your chance to own part of this growing company with retirement benefits that go beyond our 401k. Apply now at fastsolutions.com/careers and be on your way to a sign-on bonus of $2,500 to $5,000 depending on position. Fast is an equal opportunity employer.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckwa, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt and put them to work for you. Main Street Bank with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Auburn High School. At the half, the Fall City Tigers leading the Fairbury Jeffs in this girls' sub-district game. Our score, Fall City 21 and Fairbury 20. Looking at the numbers in the first half for the Fairbury Jeffs, Carly McCord leads the way. She has 9 points for the Jeffs. Hannah Robertson with 6, adding 4 with Deja Voselka. And Cassidy Sipic with a single point for their total of 20. From the free throw line, Fairbury hit 8 out of 12 attempts at the charity stripe. For the Fall City Tigers, 21 points on the board. Maddie Jones is in double figures. She leads the way with 10 points. Chase Nolte has 4. Reese McNeely with 3. Ashley Kirkendall chipped in 2. And McKinley Scholl has 2 for their total of 21. Fall City with a definite disadvantage at the free throw line. They only shot six and made three of them. So 3 of 6 from the line for the Tigers, 8 of 12 from the line for the Jeffs. A 5-point advantage for the Fairbury Jeffs at the free throw line, and yet the Tigers have a 1-point halftime lead. In the game earlier this evening, if you weren't tuned in, the Auburn Bulldogs defeated Johnson County Central 42-23, and that means Auburn awaits the winner of this Fall City Fairbury game. That game will be played in the sub-district final this coming Thursday evening here at Auburn High School. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, update you with the latest local weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with the exciting second half of this one. That's coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Pawnee County Memorial Hospital in Pawnee City is on top with the most current radiological equipment. The new radiological equipment and modern technology has wonderful benefits. Better diagnosis, less dosage, and is more efficient. Pawnee County Hospital is as good as it gets. They have 3 major modulators that are the most current. Pawnee County Hospital, enhancing the health and the quality of life for the communities we serve.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 46 tonight under overcast skies, south winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, highs level off around 47. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 16, cloudy skies expected. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Den's meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Den's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, a tip of the hat to the Fall City fans that made the trip here to Auburn tonight. They outnumber the Fairbury faithful probably a good 3-1. A big turnout of Fall City folks here tonight cheering on the Lady Tigers. Especially great to see the turnout among the high school boys that are here, the boys basketball team and a lot of others here cheering on the Lady Tigers. I know it's a much longer trip for the folks from Fairbury, but they are outnumbered tonight by the Fall City fans. Also, once again, we want to welcome our Fairbury friends listening to the broadcast tonight. We shared that website of mscsports.net with our Fairbury friends, so we're confident that a few of you are tuned in listening to the broadcast. We hope you're enjoying the ball game. We've got a dandy here. Fall City 21, Fairbury 20, just the kind of game that I expected us to see tonight. Looking at the records and looking at who they played, I expected this one to be very close. It certainly has been. The biggest lead in the game was Fall City. They were up by 5 at 17-12. Other than that, it's just been a 2 or 3 point ball game one way or the other. 4 lead changes in the second quarter alone. So now the teams are huddled around their coaches, Coach Joan Elderberry for Fairbury and Andy Armbruster for Fall City, giving their girls some last-minute instructions before we move into second-half action. And I'm looking for a second half to be ever a bit as close, just as good as that first one was. Auburn won the first game tonight here, 42-23 over Johnson County Central. So the winner of this one will face the Auburn girls Thursday night here at Auburn High School in the sub-district final. As we move into third quarter action, it will be Fall City's basketball. The Tigers will have it. McKinley Scholl is going to inbound the pass and toss it into Ava Armbruster. Scholl, Armbruster. Looks like Jones, along with Nolde and Kirkendall start this quarter. Here's the inbound pass. Armbruster with the basketball on the left wing. Lob pass goes inside to Nolde. Nolde, turnaround shot. Up, partially blocked there by 6'2" Carly McCord. And then the ball goes out of bounds off of Fall City. It'll be Fairbury's basketball. Pretty hard to shoot that turnaround shot over Carly McCord. She puts that arm up there and towers pretty high. Now Fairbury with the basketball. McCord on the dribble. McCord, a cross-court pass to Jamie Main. Main gets it across the timeline. Baseline left side. Free throw line. Jump shot left side of the lane. Up and off, no good. The ball went off the rim and went up and touched the support that holds the backboard, and that's out of bounds. So Fall City will get the basketball on the turnover. Lady Tigers with the ball in backcourt. McKinley Scholl across the timeline. Lob pass, Chase Nolde in the corner. Right side, right under the basket. McCord is there covering her. Nolde can't get the shot. Has to bring it back up to Kirkendall at the top of the key. Left wing Armbruster. Ava Armbruster, 12-foot jumper. Got it. Ava Armbruster with her first 2 points of the ball game puts Fall City up by 3, 23-20. Here come the Jeffs. Cassidy Sipic, a cross-court pass, lobs it up to Jamie Main. Main, guarded by Armbruster, inside the paint, goes to Voselka. Voselka can't get the shot, finds Carly McCord with a pass all the way back out between the circles, out near the mid-court circle. Now she hands off to Jamie Main, around again to Carly McCord. McCord gives the ball up to Voselka. Voselka to the near side, Jamie Main. Chasing after Main is Armbruster. A cross-court pass, Robertson, Hannah Robertson. Baseline left side, Voselka gets the ball back up top to Main. Man-to-man defense for the Fall City girls out here chasing after the basketball. Inside to McCord. Here's a three from the left wing that's up off the rim and doesn't go. And the rebound is brought down by Chase Nolde. Tigers up now. 23-20, three-point lead. They have the basketball. This is Armbruster on the dribble. Armbruster in the paint. Little floater again. She hit that in a minute ago. This one won't go. And the rebound to Main. She loses the ball out of bounds off of Main, and it'll be Fall City's basketball. Jamie Main with an unforced turnover under the basket. Now the officials are discussing this. They ruled it as Fall City's ball. One of the refs comes in to have a chat with him here, and they're going to overrule it and give the ball to Fairbury. Fall City fans won't be happy about that, but I think I'm going to have to agree they got it right. Coach Andy Armbruster shaking his head and saying, well, what's the deal? I think they got it right, folks. Fairbury with the basketball in backcourt. Carly McCord. Ball City up by three. 23-20. Fairbury into forecourt. Here's Wasilka with the ball. Flips it to the left wing. Robertson. Top of the key. Carly McCord. McCord. Right elbow. Bounce pass to Main. Now at the free throw line, Main gets the ball right back. McCord holds it. Again it comes to Main. Jamie Main. Bounce pass, Hannah Robertson. She dribbles over onto the far side on the wing now into McCord. Here's a free throw line. Open look, two. Up and good by Cassidy Sipic. Sipic with her first field goal hits the jump shot. Back to a one-point ball game. 23-22. Fall City by one. 5 minutes, 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Now let's see what Fall City can do offensively. Maddie Jones with the ball on the right wing. Jones at the free throw line in the circle. Tries to make a move toward the basket. She backs in. Oh, put a pass underneath into Chase Nolte. Nolte's shot is blocked away. No whistle. Fall City fans wanted a foul. Rebound to Carly McCord, and the outlet pass goes to Jamie Main. Main into forecourt. Her pass to Oldie. Turnaround shot. McCord off the glass. Up and good. Carly McCord has 11 points in the ballgame, and the lead is back to Fairbury now, 24-23. Lady Jeff's up by one. Fall City led by one at halftime. 24-23, Fairbury on top. Armbruster, free throw line. No shot there to Maddie Jones for a long three. It's short off the rim, but the rebound comes down to Kirkendall, who flips it out to the left wing to Scholl. Scholl's shot is up. It goes off the rim. Maddie Jones with the rebound. Had it taken away in the corner and stolen by Robertson. Robertson. Down court pass. Here's Robertson for a driving layup. Collision, offensive foul. Great job defensively for Fall City by Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall got down there and got set in front of Hannah Robertson. Robertson ran right up her front side and knocked her to the floor, and an offensive foul is called on what looked to be a sure lay-in there for Fairbury. So that keeps our score 24-23. Fall City within one, trailing, as Armbruster brings the ball up court. Into traffic they go. A give and go. Driving layup. Doesn't go. Ball tipped around. It's loose on the floor. Armbruster comes out of there with it. Scholl from the right side for three. That one is off, and the rebound goes down to Jamie Main. Main up court for the Fairbury Jeffs. 24-23. Jeffs with a one-point lead. Main for three from the top of the key. Off no good. And the rebound down to Maddie Jones. Jones looking down court, has Scholl under the basket. Scholl is triple-teamed, tried to go up with a shot, couldn't get it, and the ball is grabbed up and taken away by Madison Oldie. Oldie down court, fast break from the other end, a whistle and a foul, and this time it's going to be a blocking foul on the Tigers. Foul is going to be on Armbruster. She'll pick up the personal on Ava Armbruster, her first foul, team foul number one. At the line, Jamie Main. Main has not scored yet tonight. She is shooting two shots here for Fairbury. First one is up and good. So now the Jeffs go up by 2 points at 25-23. Jones and Scholl will take a breather. Let's see. McNeely comes back into the ballgame, and Elise Poppy checks in for Fall City. Jamie Main ready for her second free throw attempt here. Main takes aim at the line. Shot is up, and it's good. She hit them both. Main hits a pair. The lead for Fairbury is now three at 26-23. Down court with the basketball comes Armbruster. She's going to be forced out of bounds on the far side by Hannah Robertson, and Robertson gets tagged for the personal on Hannah. That is her first. Team foul number one on the Jeffs. 26-23. Fairbury up by three with 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the third quarter. They inbound the ball. Gets it into McNeely. Chase Nolte at the free throw line. Up top, Armbruster. Left side, Elise Poppy. Poppy in traffic. A floater blocked away by... And then a follow shot put up and good by Chase Nolte. Nolte was there for the offensive rebound and the putback after Carly McCord blocked Poppy's shot in the free throw line. 26-25. 1 point lead for Fairbury. Here's a shot of the baseline that's off. No good. A fight for the rebound. And I think a jump ball is going to be called, and the basketball is going to stay with Fairbury. They'll play it in into their own basket. Hannah Robertson will inbound it. She stands on the right side of the backboard on the baseline, flips it into the left corner, gets it down to Oldie. Oldie can't get it. Her pass is wide of the mark. Looking for Jamie Main. She threw it away, and the ball goes out of bounds. Fairbury fans frustrated with that on the far side. They didn't like the looks of that one. Here's a sub in now, checking in for Fairbury. Voselka back into the lineup. And sitting down will be Madison Oldie. Ball City's basketball. Lob pass. Comes into Reese McNeely. She dribbles the ball herself down into the corner before giving it back up top to Armbruster. Armbruster free throw line. Jump shot up. Oh, in and out of there. It was in the hole and wouldn't stay. Sipping gets the rebound for Fairbury. 26-25. Fairbury Jeffs up by one. 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Here's Carly McCord to the right side. Shot is up for three. It's off, no good. And the rebound to Reese McNeely. McNeely, outlet pass, gives the ball to Armbruster. Armbruster takes it all the way deep to the right side of the basket in the paint. Turnaround shot up and no. Couldn't get it to fall. Armbruster had a nice look in the lane there that could have given the Tigers the lead once again, but instead they trail 26-25, down by one. Fairbury with the basketball. Minute 55 to go in the third quarter. Fairbury with the lead. There's a shot on the baseline that's up and off, no good. Reese McNeely down there battling hard with Cassidy Sipic. The ball goes out of bounds. McNeely ended up touching it last, but Reese working hard on the defensive end of the court here for the Lady Tigers. 1:48 to play now in the third quarter. Back into the ball game for Fall City comes Ashley Kirkendall and Maddie Jones. Setting out will be Reese McNeely and Ava Armbruster taking a breather. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 1:48 to go in the third quarter. 26-25, Fairbury up by one. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
26-25 our score. Fairbury Lady Jeffs leading the Lady Tigers of Fall City. Here in the Class C1 sub-districts at Auburn High School, a minute 48 seconds left to play in the third period. It's been just this close all the way, folks. It was 13-11 Fall City after one quarter. Fall City led at the half 21-20 up by one. The Tigers led by as much as five at 17-12 early, and that's been the biggest separation between these teams all night. Fairbury right now with the one-point advantage, 26-25. Back to live action. Jeffs with the basketball. They inbound it. Driving to the left side. Ball is tipped away. Grabbed up loose. There's a shot from the left elbow that doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to Elise Poppy. Voselka put the shot up. Poppy with a downcourt pass to Maddie Jones. Jones backs into the defense. Flips it into the corner. Down to Scholl in the corner. McKinley Scholl back up to Maddie Jones. Now Chase Nolte stands under the basket. To Poppy. Poppy goes up with a shot. Oh, no whistle. Looked like Poppy got clobbered under there as she went into the paint but couldn't get it, and the rebound comes down to Fairbury. Here come the Jeffs with the basketball. Hannah Robertson lobs inside. McCord can't get the shot. Good job defensively there by Chase Nolte to keep McCord from that little turnaround shot in the paint. They come back to the top of the circle to Carly McCord around the horn. Jamie Main handles the basketball. One dribble gives up to Hannah Robertson. McCord has it taken away. A jump ball is called. Good job by Elise Poppy. Poppy reached in on Hannah McCord and grabbed the basketball. Jump ball is called. Held ball. Possession arrow favors Fall City. So now the Tigers once again with a chance to take a lead with a bucket here. They've had three trips down the court trailing at this score 26-25. We're down to 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Poppy to the left side, Scholl. McKinley Scholl in the free throw circle, lobs it underneath in traffic to Jones. Maddie Jones, top of the key. They give it to Armbruster, back into Jones. Jones in traffic, has the ball taken away. the other direction with 28 seconds to go. Fast break, driving lay-in up and good by Jamie Main. Main with the lay-in. Now it's a three-point lead. 19 seconds to go. Jump shot. Reese McNeely got it on the far end. McNeely answered quickly with a little two-pointer. Back to a one-point ball game. Fast break down court. Under the basket. Driving lay-in up and good by Boselka. Down court with 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Armbruster for three. Doesn't get it. Big collision at midcourt. But at the end of three quarters, Fairbury up by 30-27. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, I had a feeling coming into this ball game that this was the kind of contest we were going to witness tonight, and that's just what it's been. It's a three-point game now. Fairbury up by three with 8 minutes to go as we move into the fourth quarter, and the Lady Jeffs will have the basketball. Jamie Main with the ball to the right wing. Bounce pass to Hannah Robertson. Inside, Carly McCord. Turnaround hook shot up and good. Carly McCord now has 13 points, and this is the biggest lead for Fairbury. They're up now 32-27. They're up by five. At one point, Fall City led by five, but that's been the biggest difference all night long. Let's see what the Lady Tigers can get going. They need to score this trip now, down by five. Maddie Jones has the basketball. She dribbles it between the rings. She's at the top of the free throw circle to the left wing. The pass comes to McKinley Scholl. Up top it went. In the paint, Kirkendall feeds it to Jones. Jones driving lay-in up, blocked away. Carly McCord with good defense there. Block Jones' lay-in and the rebound to McCord. McCord gives the outlet pass to Jamie Main. Main to Hannah Robertson. Into McCord in the paint. Around the horn right wing, Robertson with the basketball. She hands it to Jamie Main. Main with a bounce pass left side. Noldy, jump shot left wing, up and off, no good. Rebound, Chase Noldy. Noldy, outlet pass, Armbruster. 32-27, Fairbury up by five. Tigers basketball, 6:45 to go in the ballgame. Jones in the paint. Couldn't get a look, no shot there. Comes to the left side. Now Noldy handles the basketball, onto the right wing with it. At the free throw line, they kick it out to the left side again. McKinley Scholl. Had it dribbled away. Scholl takes it to Jones. Driving lay-in up. She got it, and she is fouled. Maddie Jones got the layup and drew the foul. She'll have the and one. Maddie has 12 points in the ballgame. She is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. Foul on Boselka. That's her third personal, team foul number 2 on the Jeffs of the half. Maddie Jones, free throw is on the way. It's up, and she got it. It's a 2-point basketball game. Jones with the three-point play the old-fashioned way. 32-30, Fairbury up by two. 6 minutes, 19 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Here comes Fairbury, down court with the basketball. Jamie Main, tight defense. Oh, great job. Armbruster tipped the ball away. And then Chase Noldy comes up with the basketball. And then a whistle and a foul is called on Fairbury. I think on Carly McCord. Yes, on McCord, her first personal. The foul on the floor. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Tigers with a chance to tie it up here. 32-30. Fairbury with a 2-point lead. 6:04 to go in the game. Lady Tigers basketball. Here's Scholl. Dribbles to the right side of the lane. Top of the key. Jones. Jones feeds it underneath. Oh, she's got Chase Noldy. Shot off the glass. Oh, couldn't get it. Nice pass from Jones and Nolte. Nolte not able to finish. It wouldn't drop. 32-30. Fairbury remains up by two as they come up court. Falling to the floor is Armbruster. Players all over the place. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on McKinley Scholl. Scholl is called for her second personal. Team foul number two on the Tigers. Not a shooting foul. It was on the floor out here at the top of the key. Fairbury's basketball. Lady Jeffs up by two. 32-30. 5:17 to go in the ballgame. Right side with it, Carly McCord. McCord, top of the key. Gives it up to Voselka. She handles the ball for a moment. Wants to go to the left wing. Losing her dribble is Jamie Main. Inside, McCord backs in. Shot is up, underhanded. Up and off, no good. Jones with the rebound. Maddie Jones gives a pass to Armbruster. Armbruster nearly knocked to the floor. No whistle. Ball stays with the Tigers. Armbruster did not get the foul called, and man, they practically knocked her down. Now Jones in the corner, right side. They want to try and tie with a two here, take the lead with a three. Tigers trail. Here's a jump shot, right side up. It's short off the front of the rim. Shot put up by McKinley Scholl, and the Tigers come away empty-handed once again, still trailing 32-30, now with 4:47 to go in the ballgame. Fairbury's basketball nearly stolen. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. This one is going to be on McKinley Scholl. Scholl called for her third personal of the night. Team foul number three on the Tigers. Scholl will take the seat. Reese McNeely checks in to replace her. Fairbury's basketball. They'll play it in under their own basket. Into McCord. The ball is loose. It goes out of bounds. And we're going to have a foul called on the Tigers. Somebody in there trying to bat the ball away. Foul is going to be called on Chase Nolte. Her third personal, team foul number four. Now Nolte will leave the lineup, and Elise Poppy will check back in for Fall City. 4 minutes, 43 seconds to go in the ballgame. 32-30, Fairbury up by two. Jeff's basketball, inbound pass, laying up and good by Voselka. She's got eight, and the lead is back once again now to 4 points for Fairbury. Here comes Fall City on the attack. Offensively into forecourt. Ava Armbruster right wing. Armbruster dribbles it back out to the midcourt circle. Holds the ball there for a minute. Kicks it to the right elbow. Goes over with the pass to Kirkendall. In the corner, moving in. Maddie Jones driving lay-in up and good. Maddie Jones with a nice move to the bucket. She's got 15 points in the game tonight. And we're back to a two-point contest, 34-32. 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. 4 minutes to play. It's 34-32. Fairbury with the lead. Jeffs have the basketball on the baseline. Shot is up and off. No good. Loose ball. Rebound. Pulled down for Fall City by Ashley Kirkendall. Down to Kirkendall on the right side. Armbruster. Long three. Maddie Jones off. No good. Ball is going to go out of bounds. It'll go to Fairbury. Maddie Jones had an open look in the corner. We're going to have a timeout taken by Fall City. 3 minutes and 39 seconds to go in the ballgame. 34-32. Fairbury up by two. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Fall City's coach Andy Armbruster took a full time out here, kind of trying to calm his girls down. They've had several trips down the floor with a chance to tie the ball game back up, and they've come away empty handed. The Fall City girls trail Fairbury 34-32 now. And the clock shows 3 minutes and 29 seconds, 3.5 minutes to play here in this fourth quarter in regulation. Been a really close contest throughout the night. It'll be Fairbury's basketball when we go back to live action. Carly McCord will inbound it. A little bit of pressure being applied by Ava Armbruster. Armbruster comes out to meet Jamie Main at midcourt. Main dribbles around Armbruster across the timeline. Armbruster tipped the ball away momentarily. It's grabbed up in the corner. Goes down to Sipic, baseline left side. She feeds it into traffic. To the top of the key, it comes back to Hannah Robertson. Robertson inside McCourt. Back to Robertson. Driving lay-in. Robertson up and good. Hannah Robertson has 8 points. And that puts Fairbury back up by four, 36-32. Inside of 4 minutes to play now. 3:52, clock is running. Ball City's basketball. Inside of three. That's 2:54 on the clock. Again, I can't see the time clock up here. On the left wing with it, handling the ball for Fall City. Kirkendall underneath, they give it to Nolde. Shot is up and good. Chase Nolde got the lay-in. Back to a two-point ball game, 36-34. Coming up on the two-minute mark to go here in the ball game. Right wing in the corner, McCourt handles the ball. Top of the key, back up to Robertson. Trying to knock it away is Kirkendall. Robertson driving, laying up off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, won't go. Ball saved from going out of bounds underneath. Tipped around, loose basketball. Ball City comes up with the ball. Finally getting the basketball on the baseline underneath and coming out of there with it for the Tigers was Ashley Kirkendall. She gives it up to Armbruster. Tigers with another chance to tie. Maddie Jones dribbles in, into traffic. Flips it out onto the right wing, in traffic. To the left elbow. Open look. Armbruster doesn't take it. 36-34. Tigers are down by two underneath the basket. Turnaround shot. Baseline up and good by McKinley Scholl. We're tied at 36 apiece. Timeout taken on the floor with a minute and 49 seconds to play in the ballgame. We're all tied at 36. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, I'll tell you this, if the cheering section comes into play, the Fall City girls would win this one hands down. These Fall City fans are going nuts, up on their feet, chanting, yelling, screaming. The very, very badly outnumbered Fairbury fans trying to get a little cheer going of their own across the way to encourage their girls also. Tip of the hat to the folks that made the trip all the way down here from Fairbury. That's a pretty nice drive, Fairbury to Auburn. A minute 49 to go in the ball game. We're tied at 36 all. Fairbury will have the basketball. They'll inbound it. McCourt tosses it into Jamie Main. Back it comes to McCourt. Full court pressure now by Fall City. Main, down court pass, nearly tipped away. Going to be grabbed up by Voselka. Voselka, cross court pass to Jamie Main. Main guarded by Armbruster. Ava Armbruster chases Main into the corner. Now it comes up to Hannah Robertson. Baseline left side, Main. Main goes in, a little floater. Shot is up, no. Rebound, putback is up and good. Getting the putback on the baseline on the right side was Voselka. She's got 10, and it's 38-36. Fairbury back up by two. A minute eight to go in the ballgame. Underneath the basket, Jones has it. Jones with a shot that's up. In and out. Oh, it wouldn't go. And the rebound to McCourt. Now Fairbury with a two-point lead in the basketball. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Ava Armbruster. Armbruster's second personal. Let's see. I think that's only team foul number five, however. 38-36 with 56 seconds to go in the ball game. Fairbury up by two. The Jets will have the basketball. Fall City has five team fouls. If they need to foul to get them to the line here, shooting one and one. Jets will inbound it in backcourt on the side. They get it inbound. The pass comes into Voselka. Down court it goes into the hands of Main. Jamie Main up top. Again it goes to Main. And now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Fall City's McKinley Scholl, her fourth personal. Team foul number six. The next one will put the Jets at the line. The clock is down to 49 seconds to go in the ballgame. It's 38-36. Fairbury with a two-point lead. The Jets will inbound it on the side at midcourt. Waiting to toss it in for Fairbury. They inbound the pass for Selke. They'll come up and trap Voselka. Ball is tipped away. Voselka after it. Ball is loose on the floor. Still nobody has it. And a timeout taken with Fall City, and they will have the basketball. Coach Andy Armbruster called timeout. When Maddie Jones was sitting on the floor holding the basketball, he took a quick timeout, and that got possession of the basketball for the Fall City Tigers. I'm going to keep it here live and set the stage for our listeners. We have 39 seconds left to play in regulation. The score, 38-36. Fairbury is up by two. With 39 seconds to play, Fall City gets the basketball. That was heads-up coaching there by Andy Armbruster to get that timeout call while the scramble was going on the floor and maintain the crucial possession here near the end of the game for the Tigers. So now Fall City find themselves down by two, 38-36. It will be the Lady Tigers basketball. They'll play it in forecourt on the side, down near the corner, actually, and they get the ball inbound to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster to the right side, a cross-court pass, Kirkendall. Left side, Maddie Jones. She's double-teamed. Oh, long three off the rim. Doesn't go. Not sure that's a shot they wanted. Kirkendall put up a three. And then a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Fall City. They put up a long three well outside the arc. Wide of the mark. The rebound came down to the Jeffs, and they were fouled. At the free throw line will be Jamie Main. She'll be shooting 1-1. Jamie is 2-for-2 from the line tonight. Has 4 points. On Chase Nolte, her fourth personal. Jamie Main at the line. Clock is down to 36 seconds. Free throw is up and good. So now it's a three-point Fairbury lead. Let me look at that clock. 26 seconds left to play. 26 seconds on the clock. Jamie Main, shot is up. Off, no good. Three-point ball game. Here come the Lady Tigers. A chance to tie with a three. Time running down to 19 seconds, 18 seconds. Jones had an open look, didn't take it. Here's a three on the way. Kirkendall, off, no good. Couldn't get it. Rebound Fairbury. Wanting to jump ball, whistle, and a foul is going to be called. And now, 39-36, Fairbury with the lead with only 10 seconds to play. And the Lady Jeffs at the line, a chance to make it a two-possession game here. Jamie Main, she has made 3 out of 4 from the line, has 5 points. Free throw is up. No, doesn't get it. Rebound Tigers. They need to come down and get a 3-foot tie. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Armbruster, top of the key, timeout taken. 5.8 seconds to play in the ballgame. It's 39-36. Lady Tigers down by three. Timeout, Fall City. They're going to need a three coming out of this one to try and tie it and push the game to overtime. We're going to keep it here live at this point. We don't want to miss anything coming back out of commercial with only 5.8 seconds to play. It's a Class C1 sub-districts. The winner of this one will face Auburn in the sub-district final on Thursday night. Again, to set the stage, there are 5.8 seconds on the clock. Our score, Fairbury 39, Fall City 36, a three-point lead for the Lady Jeffs. Fall City will have the basketball. They'll inbound it on the side in forecourt. To toss it in will be McKinley Scholl into Armbruster. Armbruster to the right side. The ball is dribbled away and stolen. And now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. The clock is down to 1.4 seconds. And that's just about, I'm afraid, going to do it for the Lady Tigers. 1.4 seconds to play, down by three. At the free throw line will be Hannah Robertson. She's made 3 out of 4 from the line. Here she's shooting 1-1. Stay with us for our post-game wrap-up after this one. Robertson's front end of the 1-1 is up and good. And that does it. That makes it a 4-point lead. No way Fall City can score twice in 1.4 seconds. Hannah Robertson ready for her second free throw attempt. The shot is on the way. It's up, and the shot is off. No good. Rebound down to the Tigers. Shot at the buzzer won't go. your final score tonight, the Fairbury Jeffs 40 and the Fall City Lady Tigers 36. 40-36 is our final score here in the sub-district game. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the post-game show and to look at all the individual numbers. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
When it comes to raising cattle, you want an ag partner that won't steer you wrong when it comes to getting the loans and financial advice you need. Our ag lenders are local and know what you're up against when it comes to today's economy and current prices. So stop by and let's talk. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Stop by Frontier Bank in Fall City.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back to Auburn High School. Your final score tonight, the Fairbury Jeffs defeating the Fall City Tigers 40-36 is your final. And the Jeffs will advance to the sub-district final Thursday night when they will face the Auburn Bulldogs here at Auburn. All right, let's look at the numbers from this one. First of all, for the Fairbury Jeffs, they had two players in double figures tonight. Carly McCord finished with 13 points. Deja Veselka, also in double figures, had 10. Right behind her was Hannah Robertson with 9 in the ballgame. Jamie Main added 5 and 3 points tonight for Cassidy Sipic for their total of 40. From the free throw line, a good night for the Jeffs. They got 12 points at the line. They made 12 out of 18 attempts. A big advantage there over Fall City. We'll talk about that in a second. Scoring for the Fall City Tigers, one player in double figures, Maddie Jones, finished the game tonight with 15 points in the ballgame. Chase Nolde, the senior, playing her final game in a Tiger uniform, finished with 8 tonight. 5 points for Reese McNeely, 4 points for McKinley Scholl, and 2 points each for Ashley Kirkendall and Ava Armbruster. That adds up to 36 for the Tigers. From the free throw line, Fall City made just 4 of 7 free throws, 12 of 18 for Fairbury, an 8-point differential. And I always like to point that out, what a difference free throws can make in a ball game, and that's what happened here tonight, an 8-point advantage and a 4-point win for the Fairbury Jeffs, 40-36. In the game earlier this evening, Auburn defeated Johnson County Central 42-23. That means the Auburn Lady Bulldogs and the Lady Jeffs of Fairbury will square off in the sub-district final Thursday night here at Auburn High School. I want to remind you, we'll have live coverage of boys' sub-district games coming up next Tuesday night here live from Auburn. We'll have those games announced for you. Watch our Facebook page at Sunny 101.3 and my own Facebook page, Randy Gatula, as we'll have an announcement tomorrow for you on what our plans are for coverage throughout the rest of this week, both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. I can tell you this, we're going to have some sub-district basketball from somewhere at some time. We'll just have to wait and figure that out in the morning.